Welcome to Wealth Map Radio, where we chart a course through the chaos of retirement planning, market movements, and financial independence with a healthy dose of clarity and caffeine. We don't just talk about money, we decode it. That's why Wealth Map Radio is designed to be your GPS for retirement, helping you avoid financial potholes, risky cliffs, and the detours that can derail your long-term goals. We break down real-life challenges retirees actually face and how to navigate them with confidence. We're believing and having a plan that is built to last. That's where our Compass Report comes in. It includes real-world tools like the Color of Money Risk Analysis, Social Security Maximization Report, Tax Scorecard, and the Retirement Buffer Analysis, all designed to give you direction and peace of mind. For us, RETIRE is an acronym for Retirement, Estate, Taxes, Income, Risk, and Enjoyment. So whether you're navigating market twists, wondering if your nest egg will actually hatch, or trying to figure out why your money disappears faster than leftovers at a family barbecue, stick around. We'll cut through the noise, drop some wisdom, and share a few laughs along the way. Now buckle up, because here on Wealth Map Radio, financial freedom is the destination, and every step along the trail is full of purpose and intent. All right, everybody, here we go. Lock and load. This is Wealth Map Radio. Thank you for hanging out with us on part of your weekend. I want to get right into working and developing a case study with you where we show how to create five streams of tax-free income. In this case, we will walk you through it step by step, how the Compass Report, in this case, shows them their current path, in the case study, a current path projection that is fraught with pitfalls, distractions, and dead ends, and go to work behind the scenes, and the net result coming out the other side is five streams of tax-free income. Typical results that we find from a Compass report are often a 30% increase in net spendable income. We're going to talk about that today. The ability to leave behind a much larger legacy to your heirs in your estate, if that is part of the goal, and or seeing the assets lasting 7 to 10 years or longer compared to the current path. Every Compass report is comprised at least of a before and after, where we show you more holistic, tax-efficient strategies into the mix. We also take into account your estate, the income planning, the risk management. All of these things must be considered in a full retirement outlook. That is what the Compass Report is designed to do. To that end, we'd like to invite you to be one of the first 7 today. Call in and set up a free visit with us. We will do for you your full Compass Report, the before and the after, the full thing, nothing watered down, completely complimentary. We will also give you a free book on this topic, on tax-free retirement planning, called The Power of Zero by David McKnight. And one thing you will find about us at Whispering Brook Financial is that we want you to be educated. We want you to understand why we do what we do, to be able to follow the math, plot your course, and understand how you can take every step of the way if you had to. 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512. And let me just say that we love the comments we get, the emails we get, the questions we get throughout the week. Many of you get a hold of us on the website there, wealthmapradio.com. And we love the feedback. So thank you for that. Thank you for letting us know what you want to hear more of. The questions you have about the case studies that we share, we're going to get into that right now. Anyway, I just want to say and give a huge, sincere thank you for the reception that we have received as we have genuinely tried to create classes for you here on the air. And I know sometimes the examples are a little bit difficult to follow over the air. We do know that when you can't see all the charts, the graphs, the flow of everything that comprise a Compass report. When you're looking at it in person, it's wonderful. It's beautiful. It makes so much sense. It does get a little bit hard over the air, and we do our best to simplify it and make it so that you can follow along, take notes, and do your best to apply the principles and concepts that we are sharing. So again, 484-600-6512. All right, here we go. As with every compass report, we always start with the current path projections, where you are likely headed right now, based on your current position and everything that you have, if nothing changed. So let's start here on creating five streams of tax-free income. We have Mike and Jen, not their real names. This is a typical example of what we have run across very recently. Mike and Jen are 60 years old. They currently have about a 20% effective tax rate between federal and state. They have a pre-tax 401k balance at work of about $480,000. They're contributing $10,000 a year to it on the pre-tax side. That's going to be important. And the first $5,000 is matched at 50 cents on the dollar. They also have a traditional IRA of about $550,000. And, you know, that was a rollover from a previous 401k. Many of you guys have that out there. They got about $160,000 in a taxable brokerage account right now. And we're going to let that, for the time being, suffice as their emergency fund and liquid reserves. All right, you kind of follow the lay of the land here. $480,000 in a pre-tax 401k, $550,000 in a traditional IRA, contributing $10,000 a year, matched 50 cents on the first $5,000. At age 67, they would plan to take their Social Security. That'd be about $37,000 a year. And they would like to completely stop working by that age, if not earlier, but by 67, and lean fully on their retirement assets. And they want to plan through age 90. All right. Now, as far as a reasonable rate of return for assumptions looking forward, let's assume that during their working years, age 60 through age 66, a 7% rate of return. And once they retire at 67, a 5% rate of return from that time forward. Nothing crazy, pretty moderate. I mean, your compass report can be run at different rates of return if you want, but just stay with me. I don't want to spark a rail. Let's just keep it pretty moderate for the sake of the example. I want you to always do this when you're looking at your picture, plot your accounts by their tax category. There are only three: taxable, tax deferred or tax procrastination, and tax-free. So one thing we had Mike and Jen do is turn piece of paper, you know, sideways, horizontal rather, divide it into three columns and write taxable, top left column, tax deferred, and tax procrastination in the middle, and tax-free on the right-hand column. Where do each of their assets fall right now? The brokerage account falls in the taxable category or column. The 401k and IRA both fall in the tax procrastination, tax deferred column. And the far right hand column right now, at least, the tax-free column has nothing. Okay. Their first question was, so let's start there. How much, if nothing changed, how much would this overall picture provide as far as net spendable income starting at age 67 through age 90? And this is something we call IPA, or income production ability. Now, hear me on this. In judging between different retirement strategies, it is vital to use the bottom line judgment between the two, as net spendable income or net income production ability. Now, you'll often find that even some strategies with higher rates of return on the surface or with certain assets in the accounts are inferior when it comes to net income production ability compared to other plans with seemingly lower rates of return, but that are engineered to maximize your net income production. All right, so what you need to take away from this is, how do you judge between different retirement strategies? It is the net IPA, the net income production ability. With that in mind, let's go to work and figure out for Mike and Jen their current path what its net IPA is. With everything we just told you, we get this result. The IRA can produce a net after-tax income of about $41,300. The 401k at age 67 through 90 could produce a net income of about $41,600, rounding down just a little bit. Okay, so that's net after tax there. There's Social Security. Remember, it's about $37,000 a year, right? On its own, and in the absence of other income, Social Security is tax-free. But in this case for Mike and Jen, 85% of it is unnecessarily taxable. So their net Social Security is about $30,700 instead of the way it's intended to be tax-free, the full $37,000. Altogether, and that is because of the 401k and IRA. That collateral damage on the Social Security is caused by those types of accounts. We'll show you a fix. Hang on. But altogether right now, the total income from age 67 through age 90 is $113,700. Total retirement taxes, about $725,000 in total retirement taxes in that scenario. Ladies and gentlemen, that may not seem too bad at first. That is the first part of a Compass report, the current path projection. Just having that, so many people have not even done that, a surface level projection to where you might be headed right now if nothing changed. And so we'd like to have you get your own Compass report started. If you're one of the first seven today to call and set up a free visit with us at the firm at Whispering Brook Financial, we will do that Compass report for you for free without obligation. 484-600-6512. Okay, now, again, that may not seem too bad on the surface, but what are the weaknesses here? There are at least three of them. Number one, it assumes flat rates of return, you know, 7% from age 60 to 66, 5% per year from age 67 onward. Are there anything wrong with those assumptions as far as modest averages? No. But will you earn that every single year, year in, year out, like clockwork? No. And while you're accumulating money, saving toward the finish line, that doesn't matter. The volatility of the returns. When you start living on it, average rates of return mean nothing. So let's assume now, we're going to instead of a linear average, we're going to assume volatile rates of return. And let's rewind back to the beginning of the century, for example, and just take the actual raw returns of the S&P 500 and see what changes.
When we take all the highs and the lows of the actual market returns.
Even though it has a higher average, I think you'll be surprised. Number two, we never assumed taxes rose. That is laughable. That is ridiculous. So we're going to stress test what would happen if we saw a modest increase of 4% from 20 to 24% net effective rate after 5 years. Is that reasonable? You bet it is. That doesn't even put us back to the historical averages that Mike and Jen would be in. See, ladies and gentlemen, you must do many levels of stress testing. Thirdly, there was no long-term care planning. If they did have a long-term care hit them, even just one of them, their current path projections that I just told you fall through the floor. And financially, they'd be in serious trouble. So we'll also model that in. With all that in place, what do we now find in their Compass Report's current path projections? The IRA net income, net after-tax income, drops from $41,000 to $22,000 a year. The 401k, $41,600 down to $24,000 a year. The Social Security, because we do assume a modest tax increase, is now only about $29,400. Net after tax, total income from all sources dropped from about $113,700 down to $75,700. That is a drop of 33%, and unfortunately, that is the much more likely outcome, or the likely net income production ability, IPA, of their current path. When we are using actual historical returns instead of a linear average, you know, volatile returns matter, and responsibly planning for modest tax increases. They could be very severe tax increases, but we will at least model modest ones. As far as retirement planning, tax planning goes, we do need to take advantage of the next 4 years to plan for the next 40 years. Because even though the OB3A, the One Big Beautiful Bill, has
permanently, quote unquote, permanently extended the Trump tax brackets. Things are only permanent until they're not. In this more realistic case, their total retirement taxes are just north of $600,000 through age 90. So that's a much more realistic outlook for Mike and Jen. And while they appreciated it, having the projection of a net income of about $75,000 per year through age 90, it wasn't that exciting. And we said, now hold on, we're not done. What about long-term care? And that's about the point that Mike and Jen went, oh, right, we forgot about that. Okay, what does that look like? What if one of them had a need for that? Currently, their plan for long-term care is what? To self-insure, because they have no plan for it. So by default, their plan is self-insure. Well, let's assume they did have a need at, say, age 82, which is the average age a claim happens. Remember that brokerage account they had? We're not leaning on that for income. That's their liquid reserves. That's what we have to lean on here. How long would it last if they needed in-home care? Answer, 2.2 years. And then it would be gone, even with all the growth between age 60 and 82, then it would be gone. If they needed care in a facility, how long would it last? Their self-funded plan, self-insured plan, 1.5 years. After that, they must start eating into the retirement accounts, which will kill their income. So maybe that's not a big deal to you, but let me ask you this. What is the chance that someone age 65 today will need some form of long-term care? What is the chance? Answer, 70%. What is the chance that a married couple, the married unit, will be hit by at least one person needing long-term care? Because now there's two of you, each with a 70% chance. What's the chance the marital unit will need long-term care? Answer, 91%. With all that in mind, it is not a if, but a when that happens to you. So yes, your Compass report will address it. All right, so obviously that was no good. Their current path is fraught with pitfalls, tax vulnerabilities, market vulnerabilities, and it cannot handle the reality of what most retirees will face. However, this is what most retirement projections consist of, what I've just gone through. Shallow projections with no real stress testing. Only looks good if nothing goes sideways. And one thing we know, something always goes sideways. Murphy does show up. So what should we do? In your Compass report, all of these things and more are addressed. So I invite you to see what your current path with all the stress testing looks like by getting a complimentary Compass report done for you. We do it complimentary when you're one of the first seven today. 484-600-6512. We also give you a copy of David McKnight's best-selling book on this subject, tax-free retirement planning, called The Power of Zero, just for coming in to visit with us. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. Now let's come to how we fix the situation for Mike and Jen and show them step by step how to create five streams of tax-free income. The first thing is that each of their accounts are tax vulnerable, and they become very hostile toward them tax-wise once they start to be used. The IRA and 401k are all pre-tax in this case, building a tax bomb. And those distributions that will come from those types of accounts often cause unnecessary taxes on Social Security and IRMA surcharges on your Medicare premiums. Qualified accounts cause all those types of collateral tax damage. We're going to go lightning fast here. Number one, we take the IRA of $550,000, reallocate $300,000 of it, and convert it to a guaranteed Roth pension, converting it over 6 years to that Roth pension. So yes, a Roth pension. Wouldn't that mean tax-free gains, growth, and income? Yes, it would. Stay tuned. The remaining $250,000 we leave in the traditional IRA in the market, well allocated. That takes care of the traditional IRA. The pre-tax
401k, all contributions right now are going to the pre-tax side, including the employer match. No good. We simply reallocated those to the Roth side, taking advantage of the match, of course, and that makes us well set there. Then we convert strategically $55,000 per year from the pre-tax 401k for 5 years this time to a properly structured LIRP, L-I-R-P, which stands for Life Insurance Retirement Plan. This provides tax-free distributions and growth as a conservative part of the overall mix. The amount left in the pre-tax side of the IRA, pre-tax side of the 401k is by design, and we're going to allocate that to a buffer account that uses a trigger method that works like this. If the market is positive at all, even by just 0.1%, you get credited 9%. The market does 5%, you get 9%. The market does 12%, you get 9%. It's a trigger of 9% positive return in any positive year. But if the market does negative 20% or anything negative, you are protected and hold firm at zero, maintaining all previous gains for that year, and then it moves forward. See how simple? Market protection, tax efficient. Third, that $160,000 in the brokerage account, very tax vulnerable. It's a great emergency fund, but tax inefficient, and we can do better. We take $120,000 of the $160,000 and reallocate it to an asset-based long-term care plan. Now, hear me on this. It's still liquid to them. If they want their money back, can they go get it? Yes, go ahead. All right, well, how does all of that play out? With the Roth conversions, the LIRP conversions, the Roth private pension, the asset-based long-term care, here we go. Let's take a look. The Roth private pension will produce at age 67 a guaranteed tax-free amount, guaranteed, of $41,900 per year for the rest of their joint lives, no matter how long they live. $41,900 tax-free. Also, as a side benefit, under certain circumstances, if they do need long-term care, that amount will double for up to 4 years, and that is our first leg of tax-free income. Second, we started contributing to the Roth 401k side, right? The Roth side of the 401k. At age 67, that will produce about $3,000 a year more of tax-free income. That's our second leg. Third, the LIRP, or Life Insurance Retirement Plan, that we did partially convert to from the pre-tax 401k side, partially, can produce about $20,000 a year tax-free through age 90. Fourth, the Social Security income. Now, remember this. Recall that in their current path, up to 85% of their Social Security income is taxable because of their 401k and IRA. It causes the taxation. What are the only two retirement tools that do not cause collateral tax damage on your Social Security? The only two. What are they? Roth accounts and LIRPs, life insurance retirement plans. That is it. Since we are now wisely leaning predominantly on those income tools, Mike and Jen now receive all their Social Security income tax-free, the way it was originally intended. What kind of difference do you think that makes in someone's retirement? All right, well, that is four streams of tax-free income, but we are not done. Let's push for one more and get a fifth. By design, we left certain amounts behind in the pre-tax 401k and pre-tax IRA. We did not convert all of it by design. With proper planning and design, we can now get certain amounts of income from these pre-tax accounts completely tax-free. How? Through the wise use of the standard deduction and the new senior bonus deduction from the One Big Beautiful Bill. But let me just stay with the standard deduction, because the senior bonus deduction is temporary, even though I do think it will be hard for politicians to retract that. Let's just stay with the standard deduction. If you are married, filing jointly right now and 65 or older, the standard deduction is $34,700. So as long as we can keep the distributions from the IRA and 401k under that amount, they will be tax-free. So by design, we have only converted the amounts necessary such that the remaining balances in those pre-tax accounts will produce distributions in the future that are under the standard deduction. By the time Mike and Jen are about 67 years old, it will have grown to roughly $44,100 because it is indexed with inflation. Remember that. So by that age, the designed amount that is left in the pre-tax side of the 401k and IRA can produce about $37,000 a year from age 67 through 90, well under the projected standard deduction, never mind the senior bonus deduction, well under that amount, thus producing our fifth stream of tax-free income. Altogether, all those five streams of income together add up to just over $123,400 per year, tax-free, from age 67 through age 90. That is nearly a 63% net increase in income, more than $47,000 of additional money every single year for Mike and Jen. So what you're hearing is that that was a 63% net increase in the income production ability, or IPA, and that is the bottom line. Their tax bill went from about $603,000 in their current path projection to the now more holistic path after the planning we've done, down to just over $142,600, which is a tax reduction of over $460,000 for them. This type of result does not happen by accident or by default or sitting there hoping it will come to pass. It happens on purpose with intentional planning. Now, we didn't even get to the long-term care aspect. Let me do that, and I think you'll be very impressed when we come back. But ladies and gentlemen, I want you to see what might be possible for you. Let's get started on your Compass Report. We do it complimentary. If you're one of the first seven today, 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512, or set up your own visit at wealthmapradio.com. We'll be right back. Hang with us. We got more to come.
Henry David Thoreau once said, "Wealth is the ability to fully experience life." Here on Wealth Map Radio, we couldn't agree more. Retirement is a journey, and the path is rarely straight. There are twists and turns, peaks and valleys, emotionally, mentally, physically, and of course, financially. That's why a Compass Report is so vital. It's the wealth map everyone needs to fully enjoy life in the golden years. At Whispering Brook Financial, people come first. When you meet with our team to begin your Compass Report, there's no preset outcome, no hidden agenda. Your goals become our mission, and we take that mission seriously. If you're serious and not just curious about your retirement, call us to get started on your Compass Report. 484-600-6512. That's 484-600-6512. The last thing anybody wants in retirement is dodging financial bullets. Yet the threats are real. Policy changes, tax risk, market volatility, rising healthcare costs. We can't guard against every risk. But one thing we've learned, predictability is more important than potential. We help create predictable income streams, shield you from looming tax increases, and build a plan grounded in lasting principles. Because when your retirement is built on tax-free income you can't outlive, life just feels better. You feel better. And studies show that when these principles are in place, people live longer, healthier, and more fully. So let your journey begin with your personalized Compass Report. Visit wealthmapradio.com or call 484-600-6512 to schedule your complimentary visit. At Whispering Brook Financial, we give you the tools for the most important journey. yours.
What a whirlwind of a case study that was in the first half of the show. Welcome back. This is Act 2 of Wealth Map Radio today. I want to help you really get to the nuts and bolts of that if you're still following along and if you're furiously scribbling napkin math down. Let's definitely get into how long-term care would affect them in their plan and how we've prepared for it in the more holistic part, the part two of their Compass report, where we have all the solutions to the potential heartaches and problems that most retirees do face. If you'd like to sit down with us, see what might be possible, look at your current path and what opportunities and strengths you have and the dangers you need to watch out for, we encourage you to call in and get your own Compass report started. The phone number is 484-600-6512. You'll notice in your Compass report that everything we're talking about is drawn out. There are charts and graphs. The flow of everything is easy to understand. The data is compelling. And what really drives us are the embarrassing happy dances that we see people do when they leave our office. Because of, you know, it takes some time. But once that full Compass report is developed, gone through, understood, and we always take the time to make sure it is, you see plainly the differences in where you're likely headed now and where you could be with our help. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. All right, the long-term care analysis for Mike and Jen, here we go. What we did, if you recall, is reallocate $120,000 of their brokerage account, which is taxable and creating all those taxes, et cetera, functions as a fine liquid reserve. But recall that if they did need long-term care, and we attacked it at age 82, as a hypothetical example, because that is in that age range between 79 and 84 are when substantially most of the long-term care claims tend to happen. So at age 82, if they needed home health care, their brokerage account with all the growth between age 60 and that claim date of age 62 would have lasted only 2.2 years. If they needed care in a facility, it would only have lasted 1.5 years. All right. So we reallocated $120,000 to an asset-based long-term care program, keeping the money liquid, a death benefit for the heirs, all of those things in place. What does that look like? What benefits would they have received? At age 82, they would have a guaranteed tax-free monthly benefit of $14,900 per month, and that would last 6 years. That is a total tax-free benefit of $1.1 million, which represents a tax-equivalent internal rate of return, I'm going to give you some math here, of 13.6%. In other words, that $120,000 that we reallocated from that taxable brokerage account to this plan that did create $1.1 million of tax-free benefits, that brokerage account would have needed to earn a guaranteed 13.6% rate of return in order to compete. Guaranteed every year, year in, year out. That's simply not reality. But that is what their asset-based long-term care program was the equivalent of. Now they have a guaranteed monthly tax-free benefit of over $14,900 per month for up to 6 years. What if they don't need all $14,900 per month? Say they only needed $10,000 a month for care. No problem at all. Take what you need. The rest is preserved for the future if needed. $1.1 million in tax-free benefits for reallocating a portion of that inefficient brokerage account. What happens? Here's a good question. What happens if Mike and Jen do not have a claim? Doesn't matter. You still have access to the money
during your lifetime. And I mean, obviously, it better be an emergency, but you can access it. It's open to you. Are the gains inside that long-term care program taxable? Because it is still growing. Are they taxable like the brokerage account is? No, they are tax-deferred, thus not creating current taxation. And if the account, as we've already said, if the account is actually used for long-term care, it is tax-free, not just tax-deferred. What happens if you die peacefully in your sleep, never having called upon it for long-term care? Not a problem either. The money simply passes to your heirs with a tax-free death benefit above and beyond the account balance. The point here, ladies and gentlemen, is that there is little to no downside with asset-based long-term care plans. There are a myriad of different options available, all kinds of different flavors. But gone are the days of use it or lose it, of paying for decades worth of premiums, lighting your money on fire with the risk of getting no benefit. With this approach, we have to ask ourselves, we always ask ourselves, for example, are Mike and Jen better off with that plan in place if they had a claim or a long-term care need? Well, yes, that's the easy one. More importantly, are they better off having reallocated part of that brokerage account per their Compass report if they did not have a claim? Yes, they are. They are more tax efficient, maintain good liquidity, and have more security and predictability in their retirement journey. Remember their no plan self-funding current path outlook? Right? If we didn't have the asset-based long-term care in place, how long did that brokerage account last for home health care again? Only 2.2 years. For care in a facility, 1.5 years. Now they have a guaranteed, not hypothetical, guaranteed monthly benefit of $14,900 tax-free at age 82. And that's just our example age for this case study, like I said. We always want to answer the question, are we better off if we had a claim, and are we better off having done all the long-term care planning, the asset-based planning, even if we don't have a claim? The answer in both cases here for Mike and Jen is a resounding yes. In fact, consider this. This one piece of planning that so many retirement planners overlook, this threat, the great white shark of retirement, is indeed the all but certain cost of long-term care. When they saw it, Mike and Jen turned and said, "This is like portfolio insurance. It pretty much guarantees that we will not have to dip into our Roth accounts, IRAs, 401ks, the life insurance retirement plan, because we have it covered and we won't need to cannibalize those other accounts and put our income and assets at risk. It's portfolio insurance." And we said, "You got it. Now you see it." 484-600-6512. Be one of the first seven today to call in and set up your free visit. We will do your Compass report for you, completely complimentary, without any obligation. And you will see in your situation, your current path, the dangers, opportunities, and strengths, how to capitalize on those, how to defray the dangers and perils that you might be facing, and how to create multiple streams of tax-free income. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. So why focus on that? Why is that something that we include as part of a Compass report, as part of retirement planning? Because, ladies and gentlemen, the silver tsunami, as it is called, the wave of retirees, of baby boomers that are now and soon will need long-term care, is happening before our very eyes. It has long been predicted that that wave, it is called the silver tsunami, of people needing long-term care will devastate the best laid retirement plans. And we can tell you with some authority, there is nothing that can derail the best laid plans quicker and to such a degree as a sudden need for long-term care when you are unprepared. All of you know someone, either in your immediate sphere of influence, your immediate family circle, or within a neighbor or two down the road, that had to deal with that and was simply unprepared. So part two of that message is, yes, be prepared. But for so many years, the only solution was pay premiums for something that you might never use. Light your money on fire and hope you don't have to use it, but it's great if you did. And that was very objectionable, and very grudgingly people would either do it or not do it. Because of the advancements in the insurance world on this topic, I'm just staying right here. This is part of risk mitigation, right? That acronym RETIRE, R-E-T-I-R-E, Retirement Estate Taxes Income Risk Mitigation and Enjoyment is what the acronym stands for. This is part of that risk mitigation, that portfolio insurance, helping to guard against having to cannibalize decades worth of hard, disciplined savings for something you are not necessarily prepared for. Now, with the advancements that have come, there is simply little to no downside with asset-based long-term care planning available. It puts you in a better spot, of course, if you have a claim, and a better spot if you don't have a claim. So I am going to underline this a little bit with you. You can even take qualified money, IRAs, 401ks, and convert those into tax-free long-term care benefits. There are programs for that. Many of you have very old annuities that might be 10, 15, 20 years old with a lot of gains built up in them. And those gains are tax deferred. And if you started using them, I'm talking about a non-qualified annuity, meaning you bought it with after-tax money outside of retirement account. Those gains defer, which is great for the time being, until when? Until you start using them. Well, if you get the right type of long-term care annuity, which is a newer thing, and do a tax-free exchange into one that qualifies under the Pension Protection Act, or PPA, guess what? All of those gains, those deferred gains, decades worth of deferred gains in some cases, turn into tax-free money when utilized for long-term care benefits. So there is a lot that can happen here to protect against the greatest white shark in retirement planning that is looming. That silver tsunami is happening before our eyes right now. It is ongoing. So many people are not prepared. Our clients are. We want you to be among them that are prepared, that don't have to cannibalize decades worth of hard-earned savings to simply pay for something that can easily be transferred, the risk of which can easily be transferred, and put you in a better position, whether or not you actually have a claim. Gone are the days of the use it or lose it type of long-term care planning. So get your Compass report done. Yes, we look at the tax planning. Yes, we look at the income planning, how to maximize all of that, the tax situation. We also look at the risk. Market risk, inflation risk, all of those, yes, but also long-term care risk and catastrophic or financial catastrophe risk. 484-600-6512 will also give you a copy of David McKnight's best-selling book on tax-free retirement planning called The Power of Zero, just for sitting down with us. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. All right, what I'd like to do now is turn to a very focused example of income production ability, the IPA, as we talk about, and you recall from the first half of the show, we demonstrated for a couple there that typifies, an example that typifies what we see almost every week, where we increased their net income production ability of their plan by 63%. We reduced their taxes by over 80% throughout their retirement. Those are major steps that happen in a Compass report commonly. So in this very focused example, let's take the case of Tom, age 62, came in to see us, had an IRA with a current balance of $350,000 or so. Now, there were other assets in play, but I'm using this as a focused example of income production ability and to demonstrate the principle that predictability is more valuable than potential. So at 62, he wanted to see what would happen if he took income at age 68 from this IRA through age 88, a 20-year span of income, and the most he could expect from it. He's allocated in the typical 60-40 equity bond mix that you see recommended so often. All right, so here's what we do, and this income analysis is indeed part of a Compass report. So first, let's assume a 6% average rate of return for the sake of the example and see how much the IRA could give us from Tom's age 68 through age 88 with that parameter in place. The answer is about $32,000 per year from age 68 and then at age 88 through age 88. It is dry, but that gives us a starting point of how much the IRA could produce if it were assuming a simple 6% average. All right. Well, we are projecting out 27 years into the future, aren't we? 62 now through age 88. All right. Follow me. So why not look at the last 27 years of actual history of a 60-40 stock bond portfolio and see if that gives us any additional insight into what might be possible using history as a guide. Because while past performance is indeed not indicative of future results, and history doesn't always repeat itself, it often rhymes, and it is another data point. So what does this tell us? Well, unfortunately, the answer says now instead of $32,000 a year, it's only $28,000 a year of income that the IRA could produce from age 68 through 88. That's what the math shows. And here on the show, on Wealth Map Radio, we let the math guide unapologetically, as should you in your own planning. And that's a commitment that we make to you, is that we will always let the math guide. One thing we value and put forth as an axiom that we follow is that predictability is more important than potential. What if, for Tom in this case, we could create a guaranteed lifetime income for Tom from age 68 through 88, one that he couldn't actually outlive even if he did live to 108? Well, we can do that with a personal pension type of account, and we're going to use one in this case from Nationwide. Yeah, the same Nationwide that Peyton Manning sings the commercials for, that one. With this Nationwide portfolio in place, it is a guaranteed personal pension of sorts. Tom will receive a 30% bonus right now from the start and see the value that he can draw income from grow at a guaranteed compounded rate of return of 9.5% per year until he turns on that pension-like income. Well, guys, listen, a 30% bump in your income value plus a 9.5% compounded rate, right, until you turn the pension on, well, that's better than a stick in the eye. So Tom asked us, with that in place, what would be the income, again, at age 68? With this personal guaranteed pension account in place, the answer is $41,805 per year, guaranteed, no ifs, ands, or buts, for the rest of his life, no matter how long it is. That is far better than the $28,000 to $32,000 per year that the IRA might provide in its current position. So we're only planning through 88, but what if he lived to 95, 108? This nationwide private pension and many others like it simply do not end. That is better, and it is better than a typical pension, because in this case, it's a personal account, isn't it? So if Tom does die, whatever the account balance is that is left over goes to his heirs. Isn't that fair? He had one other question. He was impressed by that. And Nationwide is well known and respected. I mean, they have Peyton Manning, blah, blah, blah. But he wanted another way of looking at it. He asked, what rate of return would the IRA in the 60-40 portfolio that he currently has, what rate of return would it have to earn in order to match the personal pension that is guaranteed? That's a very good question. The answer is 7.97% a year, almost 8%. Now, we might average that. That could happen. But here's the kicker. Is it guaranteed that you will hit that? Absolutely not. And further, can you just average that return in the IRA? No. You have to hit it every single year without fail. It can never be less than 7.97%. Not once. Otherwise, it would fail. And again, that's only through age 88. What if Tom lives to age 95? Totally reasonable. Well, then the IRA would have the 60-40 portfolio must earn 8.85% every single year without fail. Ladies and gentlemen, you know as well as I do, that is a statistical impossibility. Predictability is more important than potential when we're talking about income production ability in your retirement. All right, well, let's turn to the historical returns of the 60-40 portfolio one more time. What if we ran 10,000 simulations? How many times, using the standard deviation, the mean, the minimum, the max, all that stuff, how many times out of 10,000 would it match the guaranteed private pension, providing the same level of income? 23% of the time. In other words, 7,700 failures out of 10,000. Whereas this personal pension is guaranteed to provide that higher level of income no matter how long he might live. I hope you can grab this. And while this is just part of Tom's overall picture, we're not going into it, I'm being laser focused on net income production ability. That is an incredibly important part, because what happens when we have guaranteed income in retirement? What happens when we have that? We live longer. We are happier. We have better mental health. We enjoy life more fully. It's like Henry David Thoreau said, wealth is the ability to fully experience life. So for part of your overall retirement planning, we ought to have bedrock income in place that cannot be outlived, no matter how long that might be for you. You can do joint lives with personal income or personal pensions, excuse me. And imagine this. What if we made that account, it's currently an IRA for Tom, what if we did strategic Roth conversions and it became a tax-free Roth personal pension? Ah, even better. Yeah, I know, we're a bunch of nerds. We love this stuff. And yeah, but don't you want a bunch of nerds sitting around discussing, planning, and helping you through the greatest journey that you're about to take or are currently in? A Compass report is for everyone. If you are still 30 years away from retirement, or you're kind of limping toward it right now, or you're already in it, I encourage you with all I have to get a transparent, customized Compass report done for you so that you can see the current path you're likely on with all the stress tests that we do and show you an array of potential outcomes. And then the more holistic path where we introduce tax-free strategies, guaranteed income strategies, risk mitigation strategies like that trigger method we discussed in the first half of the show. Wasn't that interesting?
Let's elevate your planning. 484-600-6512. 484-600-6512. If you are one of the first seven today, we will give you a free copy, just for coming in to visit with us, of David McKnight's best-selling book, The Power of Zero, which is a great tax replanning retirement book, just for sitting down with us. And we will do your tailored compass report. No two compass reports are the same. And you will see the dangers, opportunities, and strengths that you face. You will also see what is possible with simply playing the game smarter, having the pieces on the financial chessboard, if you follow me a little bit, in a better formation. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. Let me finish on this with Tom, this hyper-focusing really quickly on income production ability in this example. Do you know what would happen if we forced the IRA, assuming just a 6% average, right? If we forced it to produce for us the same level of income as the guaranteed personal pension of $41,805 a year from age 68 through 88, how long would it last? Let's look at that for a minute. Well, it would die 7 years earlier than our target age of 88, leaving us $315,000 short. That's the shortfall compared to the guaranteed lifetime income account. What if we relied on the actual market returns, historical returns of the 60-40 portfolio? This time it dies 10 years sooner, leaving us $434,000 short. In other words, Tom is improved by $300,000 to $400,000 with additional guaranteed net income production ability with this simple reallocation. And yes, that is part of a compass report. We would love for you to get your own to see what might be possible for you. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. 484-600-6512.
Wealth Map Radio is an independent production of West Springbrook Financial. The services of voiceover professionals are often used for this production. Such professionals are not licensed financial professionals. Case studies and example share may be materially different than your own situation and are often dramatized for entertainment value. No solicitation of any security or investment is made or implied. Consult with independent financial, tax, and legal advisors before implementing any strategy. Neither Steve Eckroth nor West Springbrook Financial are endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. More information is available by visiting Wealth Map Radio or calling 484-600-6512.